The Navy's begun quietly examining whether Australia should source German-made submarines. There are growing frustrations with the French company designing a $90 billion future fleet and concerns a new interim capability is needed before those subs start entering service in over a decade. Defence correspondent Andrew Green has this exclusive report.
Kiel is home to first-class naval shipbuilding.
German shipbuilder TKMS has helped supply its Type 214 submarine to navies across the globe, including Greece, Portugal and South Korea. Now another potential customer is showing interest. Back in 2016, the German company was beaten by a French bid to design a future submarine for Australia. But AM can reveal the Navy has begun looking at whether modifying the existing TKMS submarine could be an interim option.
The new design sports a hydrogen fuel cell-based air independent propulsion, or AIP, system, an improvement over traditional diesel-electric propulsion schemes.
Government frustrations are growing with French company Naval Group, which is designing Australia's $90 billion future fleet that's scheduled to begin replacing the Collins class from the 2030s. Defence is considering whether an interim capability is needed, and AM has learnt the Navy's Director General of Submarines, Commodore Timothy Brown, has recently begun a preliminary examination of the Type 214. A defence spokesperson has refused to confirm or deny any study, telling AM,
"Defence remains steadfastly committed to building a regionally superior future submarine capability in South Australia with the backing of a strong sovereign defence industry."
Former submariner turned independent Senator Rex Patrick has been a long-term critic of Naval Group and has welcomed the Navy's apparent renewed interest in German submarines.
They are superb submarines. There are many capabilities in the Type 214 that far exceed the capabilities of the Collins-class submarines.
A separate confidential study completed by Defence's Chief of Joint Operations, Vice Admiral Jonathan Mead, is believed to have recommended several other submarine options. They include more funding for research into underwater drones and bringing forward comprehensive upgrades to the Collins-class fleet, known as Life of Type Extension, or LOT. Defence industry figures say if LOTs were to begin earlier, it would mean lucrative full-cycle docking maintenance work would be more likely to remain in South Australia rather than head to Western Australia.
Andrew Green.